Dirty Bikers Podcast. Presented by Memphis Shades, the clear choice for custom windshields and bearings for your motorcycle. And Wild Ass Seats, stay in the saddle longer and in total comfort no matter your butt or budget. Are you following the Five Dirty Bikers on social media? Find us on Facebook and look us up on Instagram and TikTok at Five Dirty Bikers.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Man, I always feel like we can't live up to that intro. I mean, we really got to dial that fucker back.
You got some work to do.
Man, that's pretty good. I like the intro.
You got some work to do, Tony.
I know it. It's hard to, you got to dial it back. It's too much.
That's all right. This is going to be a fun year. It's going to be good. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to FDB, coming at you with a live stream here on YouTube. It's good to see all of you in the side chat joining us for our first podcast of 2024.
No shit.
First one.
When did we start this, Dustin? What, 19 or was it 20?
19. The podcast as a whole?
It was 19, right?
19. Yeah.
That's man.
Season 6.
Yes. Season 6. Ryan got called away. He had to go service.
He's here in thumbnail.
Right there.
Well, he's there in thumbnail. I don't want to know what he's doing off camera.
He's got a dong drink in hand. I mean, long drink.
Well, he said he had to go raise some motorcycle money. So I don't know what that involves.
Speak up, Ryan. God damn it.
Yeah. I'm glad he has a beard to hide those stretch marks when he gets back.
Starting his year off right.
So how was your guys' break?
It was good, man. It was good. I had we laid around a lot. It was nice. We didn't go anywhere this year, just kind of hung out.
Looks like you went out to the fucking gym, dude, because I think you're down another 10 or 15 pounds since Thanksgiving.
No, man, I've eaten more goddamn Hershey Kisses and Reese's peanut butter cups. I mean, I'm farting fucking chocolate.
You guys have pie too? Do you have a favorite holiday pie?
We really don't do a lot of like the pie stuff. It's mostly cookies and the candy and
that's almost all that worse because it's just out ready for you to grab and eat.
It is. It's terrible. Those little Hershey Kisses, man, they're like fucking Tic Tacs. I mean, you can't walk by without eating four or five.
I was going to ask if you were eating some of Walter White's glass. You lost a lot of weight since the last time we saw you.
I know, right? Dude, you're just withering away.
It's just the camera. It's camera angles.
Is that what it is? I don't think so. The head was half the size it used to be.
Yeah, he gained about 6 horsepower with all that weight loss. Yeah.
I did. Bike's a lot faster.
Have to hold on like that. And be like
a lot less ass on it.
Mileage went up in the truck.
Yep.
Well, shit. So, everybody, we do have a topic tonight. We're going to talk about Harley Davidson colors. They did release all their colors in the rollover models. Some of them did roll out into dealerships. I've seen just a couple myself. Have you guys seen anything?
I have not seen any. Talk to me about the blue. Is the blue pretty cool or no?
Well, honestly, I haven't seen it in person yet. From other dealerships that have received them, it's pretty fucking dope, dude.
Yeah, it looks it. I know that it's probably not doing justice what you're seeing online, so I'd really like to see that blue.
Yeah, and we're going to go through every color here and just kind of weigh in what we think. And at the end, we'll kind of just do our favorites and our least favorites. So let's go ahead and get started.
Red.
Red?
Least favorite. Red.
Oh,
wait, wrong one. Wrong one.
That's it.
That's the casting couch right there.
Yeah, it is.
That's where Ryan is.
Yeah, that thing was a solid color when it started out.
Yeah, Ryan's on the cat. That was the couch that had the plastic on it.
Solid color.
That's got a lot
plastic.
Of stains on there, man.
That's the squirting couch.
Hold on. Right there, wasn't this couch in Missouri when we stayed at Ed Gein's house?
That could have been a possibility, yeah.
That might be where that photo's from.
I don't think that house was decorated since the 80s.
Yeah. It was
that,
not.
The couch was a solid color for Ryan got there. Right, Ryan?
I guarantee you right now there's been a lot of kids conceived on that couch.
Yeah. And a lot that weren't conceived. A lot that didn't make it.
My aunt and uncle had one of those.
lot of DNA on there.
That's a couch you don't want to hold a black light up to, for sure.
Hell no, man. That would take a CSI guy. Would fucking lose his mind. You'd have to put him in a sane asylum if he had to test that couch.
You'd be able to see it from space.
Oh, check this out. Whoop.
Anyway,
red rock.
No, you're good. Yeah, here's the bedrock red.
It doesn't look bad in that picture.
Well, this picture is generous. That red does not look anything like what you see.
So it's like a brick red, right?
So the color on the right, the bar on the right, the red on the right, that's more true to the color that you see. Because we have gotten one of these in the dealership, not in this color. This is the two-tone Pan Am. But we have gotten a Lowrider ST, and it's more like that.
The thing that really... that really chaps my ass is they did away with the black base color. Now they're charging extra for black. How in the hell do you how do you do that?
You just wave your HD dick around if you're the CEO and say,
That is just fucking dick swinging right there. We've been giving away black paint for fucking decades. Now you got to pay for
They've been including the baseline color for decades. They have a new baseline color.
Yeah.
Don't get your panties up in a wad, man. You know.
Horseshit.
Gray is now not.
Gray's the new black.
Yeah.
And here we are.
It must be cheaper to do. It's the only thing I can come up with.
It's always going to be cheaper to do to have a baseline color, right? So you're not making everything whatever color. Because you know how assembly lines work, dude.
I know.
And producing shit to scale. I was asking Dustin before we came on, I guess, because I haven't seen one yet, but I really like that gunship gray or that CVO gray from a few years ago. And I'd be curious as to if this is close to that gray.
That's the color of my bike, is that gunship.
It's close to Tony's. It might be a shade or two lighter.
It looks lighter, yeah.
We have had one of these in the dealership. It's actually still on our floor if anybody wants it. But yeah, it's just
mine's another, almost like a blue gray, I think.
Oh yeah,
like a bluish.
Just one of the 50 shades.
Pretty sure
one
it's
of
not
the 50
primer,
shades, man.
It's not terrible.
What's pegging gray, Brittany?
That's got a little red splattered on it.
Yeah. Let's go back to that couch again. Throw that couch back up.
Take this bike. Put that bike on this couch. And that's it.
It's that center cushion right there.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't see this on that red. Shaun of the Dead made a good little pickup.
Nappy's hair is the red.
I guess. Yeah.
She's got there couch go. Red hair.
That's always nappy got red hair.
Couch.
Wow.
Nappy couch.
Well, you know, this is a solid. Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. I fucked up.
I think it has like we've talked about before, a brownish hue to it. The red does, but it really does look like the brick, like a brick house.
It is a brick red.
It doesn't look like that anniversary red from 2023, which would be awesome.
It's very different.
The website photo absolutely looks like it. But
I've seen like pictures online or, you know, videos online of dealerships that have got it in, but I haven't seen it in person. And I feel like it just depends on the video, you know, how it looks.
Never trust a photographer.
So when are the new bikes coming? What's the word on that?
24 January.
24th of January.
That's the announcement.
Any ideas of what's happening, or is it still just...
Yeah, other bikes.
That's very detailed.
Just like last year, it'll be bikes they didn't
have. You ever seen a big long dong?
I have, right there on the screen. That's Ryan's drinking one. Ryan, speak up, motherfucker.
He's even got the side eye in that picture.
He's just
like,
sitting here drinking that fucking can of whatever's in that shit.
It's the long drink.
It's the long drink.
Mm-hmm. Really? Make a 20 with that.
Looks like a fucking creeper with that thing in his hand there.
So, no, is there any whisper about what they're releasing or what they're doing or anything like
that? Well, if you look at the site, the only touring models that are available are... What they rolled over. Yeah, so you have the Road King Special is actually on there. Mm-hmm. The
Ultra
Limited's on there.
I just wonder if they're going to filter down any of that DVT.
They might, man. I don't know.
You would think they would do that on the ST models, wouldn't you?
I would think. I would think that the VVT would trickle down. I don't know if you're going to see it in the soft tails this year, but I think in the Touring you might see one or two.
I think they got to get rid of the standard. They should get rid of the standard on the Road Glide in the Street and just have the Special and the ST.
It could be.
You know.
I just think that some of the stuff they did on the CVOs will trickle down. I thought we've been talking about this for months, but.
Yeah.
So I found those fucking, what are the 400s? Thumper 400?
That was an Indian site.
Yeah, it was from India, yeah.
Yeah, I meant to tell you that when you sent that link. I did a trace on that.
I did the same thing. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? But yeah, it was from India. But that would be a cool bike to get over here, man.
Well, we knew about those last year, though.
Yeah, I had never seen one, though.
Yeah, looks decent.
Because there's a lot of companies coming out of those 400s.
Yeah, it'd be neat if they did release something with a smaller displacement so people can afford a few of these things.
And it was a good-looking bike, too. It wasn't like that fucking street.
Yeah. And honestly, like, I don't have a problem with the Nightster S. I don't think that looks bad at all. The Sportster S, I think it looks like a big, chunky dildo.
Jesus, dude.
Did I see that correctly, that they're going to be dropping the price on the Sportster?
I didn't look at it that close.
No. I didn't either. What is it now, man? Where are you? 12, 14? Something like that?
Around 14 or so.
13, I think it's around 13.9, something like that.
I thought I saw something where, and it might have been from Mike, because Mike's always got the great news coming out of the Ozarks there. But I thought I saw something where they're going to supposedly dropping the price of the Sportster, which would be smart.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's 14 grand for an entry level bike is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's
get back to the colors.
Yay or nay on this one since we started with
The red, dude. I think it's cool.
I don't know. I kind of like it, too. I haven't seen it in person, but.
I have. I'm giving it a nay.
I'm with Dustin.
It's just two nays and two yays.
Ryan, speak up. What's your vote?
I don't know. I think it sucks.
Okay, thanks, Ryan.
All right. Okay, so billiard gray. Put your comments in the side chat, too, guys. Let us know what you think of these colors.
I mean, gray is fucking gray, so.
Yeah. I'm just kind
of in. There's been a lot of comments here that I looked. They said it's just primer with a clear on it. So there you go.
I'll reserve comment until I see one, because gray's either good or bad.
There's a lot of shades of gray, as we determined.
Yeah.
I think it's just neutral, but I like color, and I feel like gray is just neutral. It's not exciting.
It's monotone as fuck. It's lighter than the gauntlet.
It's a blank canvas.
So, there's Andy or Greg or Frank just spoke up. It's not Iron Horse in red, so they don't like it.
Mm. Yeah. That's true red. Yeah. True red. Okay.
All right. What's next? Yeah,
this bike is pretty much on this color is actually on every model that's out there. So you name the bike in the lineup, it's going to be on there. Except we don't know what they're doing on the new ones. But.
Where's the black? Let's see the black. Oh, boy. That's different.
It just looks black. Like shit. There you go.
Yeah. Black.
Pay extra to look like everybody else. There you go.
Yeah. Unless they up the quality of the black paint job.
Well, what was wrong with the quality to start?
It's vivid black. Flake
would
be
cool. I like that idea, Dustin. Mm-hmm.
It's vivid black.
Some black paints, not I don't know that Harley does them, but when they mix stuff in, it looks really cool.
Yeah. Again, it's available on all, not most models, and you got your upcharge prices $300 to $750, depending on the bike.
Just to make your bike look like everybody else.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
All right.
Limited models are getting Baja Orange.
Have you seen that?
Actually, that's cool.
I've seen Baja Orange on some of the touring models, but I haven't seen it on this because this is new for 24 to be on the Nightster Special.
I'm going to say I like the orange.
This looks good.
Orange.
I like that retro fucking decal badging with the orange. Yeah.
This looks good. It's on this and the Street Bob, and the Street Bob looks great, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like it.
Is it different than that orange that was on the Was that the Street Bob 2 years ago?
I don't think this is a new one.
I think this is more like neon.
This this is a color left over from last year. They had it on the
orange is models. Funny to me. I mean, it's either you either do it right or it just absolutely doesn't look right at all.
It's like yellow, you know.
Yeah. I think it's somewhat bike dependent too. Because, like the yellow, some of the yellow, like yellow looks good on some of the bikes.
It just can't be too much of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I like this orange, especially with the black accents. I think it looks really good.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bright popping orange. So I'm a fan.
So they're doing that retro decal on the Sportster again, huh?
I like that AMF inspired decal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a yay.
Yeah, I like it too. Yes,
if you guys want to see
depicted on the screen.
Yeah, if you guys want to see the rest of the models, go to Harley's website. They'll show you every color that.
I mean, how do they figure how deep the ass fucking is on these upcharges? Why are they all different prices?
I don't know. Yeah, I think it's if you're talking about the range I have up on the screen.
No, I mean, why is it like the black less money than the orange, and you know why isn't it just like one charge?
Well, this could be just because of the type of bike, though. Like, you know, like you have more stuff to paint on the touring bikes than this. So this may not represent the price adder for like a touring model.
God damn it, Brittany, that actually made sense.
Oh, yeah. You know, it depends on how much tins. Yeah, how much tins and how much space.
Like Dustin said, it's a limited, it's not on all the bikes. Like, that's one thing that I think is interesting.
I'm corrected.
I wish I knew their logic on how they decide.
Well, that's
I feel like they just randomly go, you get a new color, you get one, you don't.
Well, in 19, when I got the Fat Bob, that scorched orange was the limited color that year across all the bikes. So you paid extra for that.
Hmm. I forgot you did have an orange bike, didn't you, Percy?
Scorched orange, which I do like. Yeah, I like the scorched orange.
I like this orange on my Sportster. It's called Whiskey Amber.
Whiskey. Okay.
Right, what's next?
It looks like a lot of people like the orange.
No, there's more.
Oh, no. Mr. Cox.
Got a lot more.
We got more to see. What
else we got? Where's Beaver Brown?
I don't think that's a color this year, is it?
Do we not have Beaver Brown?
That's a mid-year release.
What about Shit Brown?
Is that
brown?
Mid-year release? Comes with a furry seat?
That's good, Tony. That's a good one.
Free Merkin with every purchase.
Yeah, free Merkin with every purchase of the Beaver Brown.
So
the White Onyx Pearl.
White Onyx Pearl. I don't know what it was about white bikes last year, but we sold the fuck out of them at the dealership.
I'm on the fence with a white bike, man.
That CVO white bike from, was that 2 years ago? That CVO white was absolutely gorgeous. Generally, I don't like white bikes.
So since this is a pearl, Dustin, does it have more of that like speckly flake in it?
Yeah, I think if it's pearl, it does have some flake. I haven't seen one. Sure, like I said, I haven't seen. Really I haven't. Pretty. Yeah, I'm sure this will be a looker. I haven't seen this color come into the dealership.
This looks similar to that CVO, doesn't it? Because I think that CVO white was a pearl as well.
I'm not sure. But
I like the white. I just don't know if I would own a white bike.
If I can't have...
It would drive you crazy.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm talking about. I don't think I could ever do a white vehicle again, man.
If I had to choose between black, gray, and white, I would pick white. Because there's something about the white that I think looks better. But I personally could not own a white bike because you guys know I do not wash my bike often enough.
Fuck.
You gotta wash your shit.
It would turn gray.
I'd have to go to a fucking therapist if I had a white bike.
Oh, shit.
There's gonna be two Bryans.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, shit.
Well, let's wait.
We're gonna have to remove this one.
Where's his can?
And add this one.
There he is.
Where's his can?
What's up, fuckers?
Well... You tell us, man. I mean, what'd you do with your can?
What can you talk
here,
about?
You've been sitting here for 20 minutes sucking on a can.
Oh, we had a picture of you. Did you have to take a shower after that?
Did you boot real Ryan out and put the fake Ryan in?
I feel like you've been sucking on something for 20 minutes, Dave.
Bro, no, that ain't happening.
Are you sitting on this?
Yes, it's my last. It's my last episode on the casting couch.
I was gonna say that there's the squirting couch.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
I'm surprised it doesn't have plastic on it.
It should have plastic on it.
Tony, this is not your grandmother's couch.
I think it is.
That's your stepmom's couch.
Well, we were having a civil discussion until you got here, man.
Yeah, we were talking.
Don't go fucking shut up.
I came in quietly, and you immediately talked about me sucking on some cans.
I'm just telling you, you've been sitting here for 20 minutes sucking on a can. Mm-hmm. Ask everybody in the chat.
Wow.
All right.
People in the chat will tell you. A can.
It was a long can.
A long can?
Yeah. And you had a creepy look on your face.
Oh. Well, that's nothing new.
I don't think it was creepy look. I think it was a side eye telling Dave to be quiet.
You were in mid fuck off.
Let's see the Beaver Brown.
Well, since Ryan's here now, we'll show him a slide of each of everything that we've shown so far and just get his quick yay, nay.
Okay.
And a few quick words. So first we started with Red Rock.
We're tied on this one. So you're a tiebreaker.
We're not, What do you think?
No, the other Ryan agreed with me. It sucks.
That makes me want to shit myself.
There you go.
All right. That one's that's a strong pass.
Let's both move Ryans on to are the voting next for one. No.
Yeah, I'm a strong pass on that one.
Billiard gray, Ryan.
Oh, I like that one.
And just to give you a heads up, the gray is actually lighter than you see. On most of these, I just eyedrop Photoshop the main color in the image. And these are all from HD's website, so...
Sure.
It actually is a little lighter in person.
A little lighter. Yeah, I'm okay with that. I've kind of liked all of their gray colors. I don't like how they're naming them all after pool balls anymore, but, I mean, it's fine, whatever. But I do like that one.
Okay.
All right.
Everybody in the side chat, I'm going to post a link to the photos I took of this color because we still have the model on the floor. So if you want to see more of a true representation of that color, it's there. Check out that link.
Sean says, of course you like gray.
Well, my bike is gray, so yeah.
That's great.
I mean, yeah. I'm partial to gray. You're not
he likes pocket. He likes pocket pool gray to stay with the billiard.
Wow.
Okay. Does that one have stripes?
I've missed you, Ryan. It's been a whole year. It seems like since we've been together,
pocket
bro.
Pool gray.
Wow.
Somebody play some Kenny fucking.
He left.
Now he's gone.
Now we got
scared him away, Dave.
Now we got to put Long Dong Can Ryan back on.
I'm still here. Can't you hear me?
Oh,
okay. We can't see you.
Probably for the best.
Depending on what you're doing, leave the camera off, please.
Yeah, I was going to say it's probably for the best.
Yeah,
might be.
God only knows what's going on over there.
Hmm. So Ryan, you're a yay for Billiard Gray.
He's a yay.
Yeah,
I'm
on the gray.
Yay on Billiard Gray. Yep.
So the gray one.
Okay.
Next one was this is a new color.
This is the color of Ryan's avatar right now.
This is a new color.
Sweet Jesus, Dave. You're just all crawled up my asshole and died tonight, didn't you?
You're blacked out, man. The other Ryan was so much more polite.
I think Matt Gerlach is on something. Where is the gonorrhea green?
There we go.
Am I back?
For the rectal bleed red.
Man. No, you're not. You're still blacked out, man.
That's a strong one.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Ryan, how are you on Vivid Black?
I mean, you know, it's black, so next color.
It works.
Yeah.
Baja Orange.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So only available on the Street Bob and the Nightster special.
That's the color no one's going to give a shit about if it's only on those two bikes. Does any of you even buy any?
Super special limited edition.
Super special limited edition.
It'll be on 10 bikes this year.
Yeah.
Had a couple of barrels of leftover Baja Orange. Just say, what are we going to do with this shit?
Yeah.
I'm still a yay on this, though.
I like the orange, too.
Yeah, I don't mind the color at all. On those two bikes, you're never going to see it. So
anyway. Yeah, because there's not as many tens to paint on those two bikes because they're more naked. So there's not as much of it. So
all you're going to see is gray bikes now.
And I don't understand why they didn't paint the side cover. Why did they leave the side cover black? You know what I mean? They could have added a little bit more a pop of color by painting the side cover.
The 525 option.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
450 without the side cover.
Yeah, 525 with the side covers.
Is it the upcharge better come with a hand job?
Well,
on this couch.
I don't think they, couch, yeah. I think they come with the tube of preparation H.
Looks like there's already been a lot of hand jobs on that couch.
Like we said, Ryan, that was one solid color.
I'll tell you what.
You know what she said right before she gave you the hand job? She said, let me take my dentures out.
You know who went to work on that couch?
Who? The old Georgia Gummer right there, isn't it?
No, Peter Picasso.
Peter Picasso.
All right. Speaking of pecker, here's some white.
All peckers are white? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, sir.
Yeah, I do. I like that color a lot, actually.
Yeah.
That's all right.
If anybody in the side chat has seen any of these colors in person, let us know because I'm curious to know if this white will have the flake in it.
I'm fond of the white.
Yeah.
Oh, whether it has flake in it or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the pearl colors do.
Yeah, usually they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a fan.
Every pearl necklace I've ever seen has a little flake in it.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Every one you've ever worn?
All right, I'm a yay.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, next color.
All right.
Now we finally caught up.
Wapow. Huh. My favorite for the year is this one right here.
The blue burst. At $1,200, it should be.
Matt said he's seen this.
Yeah.
On the RG3, and it looked pretty good.
Oh, I bet you it does.
This is the one I'm most interested in seeing.
The blue RG3? Because it comes with Geritol.
The blue. And Geritol's, you know.
Bike comes with blue pills.
That's what the upcharge is for. $1,200 upcharge for one year subscription to Blue Pills.
And it's I don't know how they determine, like Brittany, like we were talking about earlier, like how they designated colors for bikes, but the Breakout got the best colors, I think, of
any bike
in the lineup this year. Like they got all the cool kid colors.
Maybe they're trying to sell that bike.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of.
Because it got the white Atlas, and I got this, and I got the green, and it got the black that's got the orange and gray in it.
I mean, it looks really good sitting in a showroom.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, in the
side chat,
everyone's really liking the blue. It is
a fun
blue.
Yeah, I like the blue, too. The blue's good.
But Dustin, did you see, is it added to any... other than the RG3, is it added to any of the other like touring bikes or anything like that? I didn't notice it.
I'm trying to think. I looked at all this stuff very, very well earlier.
Ryan, what's wrong with the fuck? What's wrong with your fucking camera?
We don't know.
I think it's the connection. Dude. I think it's on either the Ultra Limited, maybe. I'll have to go to the website and look. But I know it is on another touring bike.
Yeah, there he goes.
I think that's the one that costs $1,200 for the upcharge.
That's a good looking blue.
Yeah.
Everybody likes the blue. What's next?
It's unanimous.
Yeah. The blue's a big thumbs up.
We'll stay on blue and go with the shark skin.
This is the blue I'm interested in.
This should be the standard color instead of regular gray. It would be a way more fun.
I'd like to see this in person.
I think this is one of those colors that you're in the showroom, you go, oh, I love that color, I'm going to buy. And then like 6 weeks later, you go, oh, I'm so sick of this fucking color.
Really? What about it?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't appeal to my tastes.
I'd like to see it in person. I'm interested to see it in person.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's an in-person color. I can't make a decision based on pictures.
I think on a Road Glide, it would be good. On the RG3, it would be good if I think it is on the RG3, but this one, it could go either way.
I'm gonna go nay unless I see it in person. I'm not a super fan of that one.
I'm going to agree with Dalton here. I think there's too much of a grayish, like a shitty gray.
It's a gray blue. I think I had my last car was close to this color. But again, like we're seeing Harley Davidson online model photos, we're not seeing the true thing. So
I'd like to see it in person.
I'm leaning toward yes, but we'll see in person.
We're on the fence.
Yeah. All right. Last color, Alpine Green.
Mm-mm. I like.
You can keep that.
Mm-mm. Oh, nope. I love it.
Nope.
You can keep that.
I'm good with this.
That's a geezer color.
Slightly turquoise green. It reminds me of the snake skin. It doesn't seem that much different, except it doesn't have a flake in it.
Mm, that's a geezer color.
Looks good on the breakout, too.
Fucking thing looks like a Buick from 1970.
But again, I don't think this is on any of the standard models that you sell.
I think that was a Buick color.
Mm.
You see the fish wings on the back.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of that at all.
No,
that's a fucking.
You guys are
Plymouth.
Weird. You like lame colors.
That looks like a color that Elvis Presley would have in a Cadillac.
Yeah, I mean that's fucking 1970s, Colin. They want their shit back
too. I think it's Elvis's birthday today. Happy birthday to the King.
Mm. Yeah, not a fan of the.
This does not look like puke green.
I'm a geezer, and I'd never order that puke green. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I don't see it as a puke green, but I'm not a fan of that. My wife says it reminds her of a Christmas tree.
I agree with Tiffany. You just need to paint some red balls and put some sparkly shit on it.
Yeah.
Hang some red balls from that thing and some Christmas lights, and that fucker would be ho 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 and all the way across the street.
That's right.
Throw Santa on that bitch, and it would be a good Christmas card.
Yeah. I don't like the green.
Nope. Especially with all that chrome.
Nope. Not a fan.
Yeah. This discriminative of the chrome. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Boy,
not my thing.
Percy does not like chrome. I like a little chrome.
I don't like a lot of chrome, but it's just that just looks. I mean, it's a very dated paint and look.
This is a two tone too. Yeah. This is, has vivid.
How
black
does green
in it.
Look dated?
Where's the second
it's tone? The
tone.
The well, tone. If the you, shade of green.
They don't represent it very well, but I know it's like on the underside of the tank. You see that line that splits?
Oh, yeah. That changes my mind. I like it less.
And I think it's on the top of the fenders and the wheel wells. The top of the wheels.
Brittany, the reason why you don't know that it's dated is because to you, this is a new color. But to all of us, we've seen this before.
I don't think it's a new color. I think it's very similar to the snake venom, but I don't understand how green can be.
It comes
dated.
With clear vinyl covers to put over your seat and stuff, so that you
don't
mess up. All you need to do, I think it was Iron Horse Inn. I don't know if that's Greg or Andy, but they said if it had some wood paneling on it, they'd be all about it.
That would be the family truckster right there.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah,
that is the family's truckster in metallic P.
Yeah, you throw. Throw some panels on that thing, and it would be. I'd buy it if it had wood panels on it. Just so I could drive around and flip people off because they think I was 85 years old.
You know, that would be cool putting panels on the trunk.
That would
back be there.
A neat effect. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know? That would be pretty dope.
Make it look like a Woody.
Yeah.
All right. I looked up green car with wood paneling, and it is a completely different color green that
it
they
is.
Used to have.
That was more of a pea green.
It's not the same at all.
It was a pea green.
Yeah.
It was the metallic pea.
This is like winter fresh green.
Can we put a new color on? I'm really getting disturbed
cranky,
by this.
Well, that's the last one, so take a big look.
Brittany's trying to defend that ugly fucker, too.
That's it.
Yeah, I like this color. This is fun.
I don't think it's that bad either.
You guys are weird. You just
and you
got to
pay two
black,
grand
white,
for that.
And gray.
You got to pay two grand for that old ass looking green. Yeah. Yeah, look at that.
For that model, you have to pay $2,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I'd rather spend $2,000 and pay somebody to punch me in the balls because I'm not driving that thing.
Well, I mean, think about it.
Use $2,000.
$2,000. You could.
I was gonna say, you know, Brian, I'll do it for free.
$2,000. You're not far off from having like a custom base paint. You know, not too out there. Whatever you want.
Yeah, it's true.
You know.
Yep.
I'm going to give me just a second. I want to show this because I think it's better represented on the breakout. It looks a lot better. Oh, there's just, I think there's just too much of it on that model.
It's a lot.
Yeah. What do you have too much of it and it's not two tone.
It looks like both Greg and Andy are on tonight. They quantified what I just said. So I want to know which one of them said the wood paneling because that was a great idea.
I think it looks like a woody. God damn it. Mm-hmm. It's not perfect, but it fits. Yeah.
I'm sure that's exactly what you've said before, Tony.
Right, you know, it's fine, but it fits.
Well, yeah, it's because
that shade looks different.
It's because the scallop on the tank makes it look more modern.
Yeah. Well,
that thing looks like a fucking go-kart with that color on there. That's terrible.
I don't like the color, but it's a more acceptable color on this bike than on that trike.
There's less of it, yeah.
There's less of it, yeah. I don't hate it on that bike.
Less is more
on
this bike, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's why the blue works so well.
I mean, less is never more on a breakout because I think that they're, you know,
the blue is 100% better than that gray.
Yeah, the blue is a hot looking bike.
Yeah,
it's way better. Yeah. I agree.
I mean, I'd ride it to the bar, but
the high bar.
Andy's doing the typing.
Well, the green sucks.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, somebody put in the Discord today. They were wondering when we were going to post about FDVM 2024. Did any of you guys see that?
I saw that.
Kick them out of the Discord. Kick them out.
I saw that.
It's got its own fucking channel in there.
I think the issue is I probably should have pinned that on that specific channel, which is the general chat channel, which after tonight, I may go pin that in there just so we have it there as well.
Right. So in case anyone is wondering, if you don't already know, we are going to be at the Iron Horse Inn July 26th through the 28th. So please call for your reservations. Tell, you know, if you talk to Andy, tell her that the Five Dirty Bikers sent you and you'll get the FDBM room right.
With casting couch.
With casting couch.
Oh, no. Yeah. That couch is not from the Iron Horse Inn.
Well, this couch isn't, but we can sure find one to have at the Iron Horse Inn if people are really interested in that.
This is at the Red Roof Inn.
That's the bean popping couch right there.
Greg, that actually was a hair that I picked off my microphone. It was kind of curly on the end too.
Oh, how the hell did that happen?
No idea.
No idea, not one to admit to.
Been teabagging that microphone, have you?
ASMR, my squat thrusts.
I was going to say, man, with that damn cover you got on there, it might stick like Velcro.
So gross.
Get some snapback.
Some snapback. Oh, shit. Stock up on flannels before July.
Yep.
Need to get some Bob Hope pants in that pattern.
I wear the shit out of my flannel, that flannel.
I do, too. Yeah,
I wear it all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's a question for Andy and Greg. Are they going to have a newly designed flannel this year?
I don't know.
It is a good question.
Because everybody here has probably already bought the current one.
Maybe they're just going to stock up on the other flannel, try to make sure that everybody had ample opportunity to get the inaugural flannel.
You know what? I was in a good mood till that fucking green showed up. I mean, that shit is terrible.
What I learned tonight is that the only colors you guys like are neutral ones: white, black, and gray.
I'm going to go with who said gonorrhea green. That's what I'm going with.
Brittany, I think that that's not an entirely true statement, considering that Dave has an orange bike and I have a gray bike. Dustin's, you know, favorite color is blue.
I like the blue. I just don't like the green.
Tony had an orange bike. Now he's got a gray bike and a gray truck, and his wife has a gray vehicle, and his kid has a gray vehicle.
I know.
See,
we have four gray cars.
Yeah, but up until he bought that orange and black bike, Brittany, he had all black motorcycles.
Yeah. We just don't like shitty colors. That's all.
He doesn't like color. He just
We broke him off. We broke him
off. I like color.
He tried something different when he got the gray. He's like, it's a little less black.
I like to add my own color. I like to add my own color to it.
So he does, and you do a good job with that. I like I like the way you do the little highlights on your bikes.
I like to add my own color.
Yeah, he gets a black bike and he sprays it with white whenever he can.
Oh my god.
We call it nut pop white.
Don't go in the garage.
Man, Sean's killing it tonight. There you go, Tony.
That rock would sweet look sweet on a blue bike.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, it would.
Oh boy, here we go.
Here we go.
For a forest green. My wife says she maybe a forest green flannel.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I know Tony was. Yeah, Tony really likes that Fast Eddie.
I do. I think it was. Yeah, the Fast Eddie was a. It was a good looking bike. It is a good looking bike.
Yeah, it is for sure.
Dustin, you all just did one with like white bars and white wheels and shit, didn't you?
Oh, the Fast Johnny.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Fast Eddie?
Yeah, I was.
That's a wrestler.
Was it Fast Johnny? Yeah, I had 50-50. I went with Eddie. Should have been Johnny.
Fast Eddie is the place down by Dustin's place that we went.
That's right.
That's a restaurant.
Yeah,
it's a good one too. It's a good place to.
You know who the fuck we were talking about? So
yeah, I know. I just wanted to listen to you guys be morons.
Busting balls.
Listen to this guy. I just want to hear you guys be morons.
All right, so here's Matt Garlock on fire.
I'm telling you.
If you guys want to see what we did to the Fast Johnny Street Glide, we did at the shop. Go to the link in the comments.
Do I?
If you go to if you go to the link in the comments, you'll see the bike that they did at Tex.
That link right there.
Oh, all right.
So let's what we did so for everybody in podcast land. We painted the bars white. We did white wheels, and we added exhaust, Vansinine's slip-ons, and we did custom dynamics lights.
Did the white bars look? What did you think of the white bars? I can't put you on the spot about that. Never mind.
Honestly, they work, in my opinion, because if you look at the bike from the ass end up, it's got two thinner lines on the sides and a thicker one in the middle. So the two on the side.
It's that thick stripe in the middle. It'll get you every time.
Especially if you look at it from the ass end.
I'm telling you.
I just had that laid up for you.
Right there on the platter. You served that motherfucker up perfectly.
when you look at the lines of the bike that go up, they almost meet where the bars come up. So aesthetically, it kind of works, but it's just all about how you feel about white. And that couch.
Yeah, for sure.
Vast said he works behind the dumpster at Denny's. If you get a grand slam, you can get a flapjack.
Yeah, he sits on that couch.
Everything.
What's that breakfast you can get at Denny's? The tremendous 12 or something?
The grand Jesus. Slam.
The grand slam.
The tremendous 12. What the fuck? Dave, was that on the menu near Uranus?
That's the.
Oh Jesus!
I don't know. You might hit that Denny's up on the way. I don't remember seeing that.
It was a good Denny's though.
It was. What was that? Route 66?
It was a Route 66 themed Denny's.
Denny's, yeah. That was really good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's go around the horn here. Favorite color that you've seen?
Blue.
So far this year?
Blue.
Tony's blue. I'm blue as well.
Blue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's I would say that's probably my favorite color too.
Yeah, it's hands down.
Brittany, where are you at?
Green.
I like the green.
She's the one.
Kick her off the podcast. Come on.
She's the one.
are they putting that blue color on any other bike except for the Breakout though?
They don't have it on very many bikes.
It's on some of the touring models. Like I said, the Breakout, they got in my opinion, some of the better colors options of any softail.
Don't worry, it'll change next year.
Put that on a Road King Special, man. That'd be a dope looking bike with that scallop on that tank. That Road King Special
looks nice in just about every color.
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
I'm gonna look here. If you guys want to talk so much yourself, I'll get a confirmation on what other blue that's on. I know it's on.
Yeah, it looks RG3. Like it's on the Street Bob Breakout. We already know that one.
Oh yeah, it does look good on the Street Bob.
And then
Bob,
it's
too.
On the Road Glide. Is this the same one? Road Glide Limited, I think. That's a lot of blue on the Road Glide Limited.
Yeah. When you have a lot of canvas to cover, I think it's better if you go two-tone.
Oh, Blue Burst is on the Road Glide Limited. Okay.
Yeah, it's a very bright blue on there.
The Hobbit says he's going to go out on a limb with a shark skin blue.
I want to see that one in person. I do. I'm very curious about that color.
And they do have a two-tone with the Red Rock with vivid black on one or two models as well, I've seen. It don't look bad in the photos. Just, again, it's that red I can't get over. Well, the brick.
So what do we got? Another 2 weeks and we find out what's somewhat new coming down the pike?
And we'll see new paint, right, with those, or at least variations off these paints or something?
I think we'll probably see some of this. I don't know.
I think we're going to see a lot of sadness and disappointment.
Trying to think back on last year, the new bikes picked up any variations when they were.
Well, wasn't the Whiskey Neat was somewhat new? I don't know.
Well, it wasn't last year the 100th anniversary, and then
120.
Was the 120 wasn't last year the El Diablo too?
Yeah.
Okay.
El Diablo.
It was towards the middle of the year, right?
Middle of the mid-year release.
The completely redesigned fucking $50,000 motorcycles.
Oh, yeah. Yep, the CVOs. Yeah.
CVOs.
There's this one, Austin.
That's man, not a...
I like the blue, man.
It is.
I'm a
fan.
That's a
good
nice
blue.
Looking...
I'm a fan.
But with the black, though...
With the black.
If you threw chrome on it...
Yeah, I think if there was chrome, it wouldn't look as good.
Yeah, agree.
I think the El Diablo was a late 22.
Yeah, El Diablo was a year before last.
Oh, okay.
Was it?
Yeah, the Fast Johnny was this year.
Oh, yeah, Fast Johnny. Yeah. He's right, yeah. Losing track of time. Jesus.
Time's going by too fast.
Dave, all of a sudden...
Hey, it goes by fast.
It goes by real fast.
It still has that funked up looking front fender, though.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they
like the blue
that.
A lot.
Yeah, that's a really nice color.
It's pretty blue.
And that's
Boy,
a limited,
it's fucking
right?
A sad day when all you have to talk about is color.
That's got the short bags on it, so that's a... That must be that special or limited or something because it doesn't have
it's
the stretch
limited.
Bags.
That's the young man's bike with the short bags.
That's a good
yes, picture. It is.
You're high and tight.
Yeah.
You're high and tight.
You got short bags. You know you're a young man.
The old man's bike has the long bags.
The long bags, yeah.
Just
dragging on the ground.
Yep.
Every time you turn a corner, you see sparks flying.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep.
Yep. It happens.
So who was it that said shark skin?
Tony said he wants to see that in person.
I
want to
see it. I think it's pretty cool looking. It looks like it's got some pearl in it to me.
Hobbit Foot Moto said he's going to go out on a limb with a shark skin blue.
Shaun of the Dead says shark skin is the new bougie color. coming from Shaun, if you know Shaun, hit me even using the word bougie is funny.
I do like the shark skin, but...
You can ride that to Applebee's.
I don't think, I think the brass accents have to change with that blue, to be honest with you.
See, I would ride that before I'd ride that fucking green.
No, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I bet you that bike, Dave, would take you to get a mean cup of coffee, wouldn't it?
It sure the fuck would. I can verify that.
That's what you take to get one of those squeezy shakes.
Oh, maybe a gelato or something. Shake.
Actually, that's the pump and jerk shake.
at the come and go.
Yeah, at the come and go.
No, at this.
Well, that fucking couch is taking a beating.
That's what she said.
Every one of these couch? I sat on. Every
is
one
that
of these
pull out couch.
I don't think so.
No, that is not a pullout couch.
I was just asking.
I will say, every time I sat on one of these back in the 80s, they were broken.
Oh, yeah. No one that's doing
I think every time a girl sat on one back in the 80s, she was pregnant.
No one that gets it on that kind of couch is pulling out of anything.
Yeah. Oh, so it's not a pullout couch.
It is not.
No, you ain't going to find quarters under them cushions.
That's a pump and pray. Yeah. That's a plan B couch right there.
There's some rough spots on this thing.
God damn. Why it's so rough over here?
Goddamn cushions are crunchy.
This side's swassy and smooth. This side isn't.
Next time any of us sees a couch like that, we will never fucking sit on it.
Next time, no, dude, I've never seen one of those. I don't even want to see one.
I'm good standing. I'm good.
This was standard issue.
Yes, you had. You've seen a couch like that. That murder house that Brittany had to stay in.
See,
had a couch
we I told actually you guys,
we were actually talking up, about that with the other Ryan. Brittany brought that up, and the other Ryan said, "Yeah."
I think there was a similar looking couch at Ed Gein's house.
Yeah.
Does it have a matching chair that comes with it?
I don't know. I think that was a
not
couch
at
you couldn't
Ed Gein's.
Get. I think that's a couch you couldn't get Jared off of, though.
This is staying the whole year. I'm not getting rid of this slide.
Yeah, no, that's better than the scrope cone.
And every week it's going to have something new on it.
No. I'm sure
Photoshop
it does.
Photoshop all our guests in sitting on the couch. That'll be our thumbnail for all our guests.
Yeah, it will. I wonder how many antique stores have one of these sitting in the window.
I don't think a lot of those.
I don't
made.
Think that
Dalton.
Dalton
says Dalton says the arms of that couch scratch his face.
Well, let me tell you what. If you're face down on that couch, you're doing something
you're in
wrong.
Trouble, man.
Shit is going bad, really bad.
I don't know. Ask Jared.
That shit has gone awry. You got a lot more to worry about than a few scratches on your face.
A brown glass.
Yeah, does it come with a brown glass?
Yep.
Yeah, a green one probably.
Probably. Yeah, a green one.
I remember the dark green ones. Yeah.
Remember those green ashtrays? Mm-hmm. Remember? Yep. Do you guys remember the ones that had like the bubble glass all the way around, so it was a place to actually set your cigarette?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. Yeah.
Well, the brown
those
glass
were
ones were
in my house.
Yeah,
those
were, I bet they were.
What Wesley's talking
about? My mom would
about.
Chuck one of those at me quick.
What Wesley's talking about are the federally issued, government-issued ashtrays.
They issued you an ashtray when you joined the military, Dave?
Oh, it had ashtrays. Every desk had an ashtray on it, man.
Oh, Jesus.
Everybody smoked
the big brown glass ones. They were like that big.
Yeah.
You could, you know, two packs and you wouldn't fill it up. It was amazing.
I think it'd be great if you just walked in, you just dropped a blunt right in one of those ashtrays.
They didn't know what a blunt was back then. God damn it.
Oh, it would be funny, though.
Crunchy couch.
Jared has nothing to do with the crunchy couch.
I disagree.
Set on, just slide right off. Gross.
Right. No, Nathan, you thought, Kurt, put that fucking quote up from Nathan.
It's too disgusting.
Good God. You thought Grandpa meant something else and he said, it's a gummies on that couch.
Lots of gummies on that couch.
Oh, boy. I bet.
Were they from Georgia?
So, Matt, some point we need to hear that backstory, bro.
Yeah.
No, man,
sure
Matt says,
I'm
my
sure
brother Andy got stitches in his head from one of those green ashtrays when he was little.
Dude, those things were projectiles at my house. My mom would chuck them at me constantly.
They weighed 9 pounds.
Did she empty it before she threw it, Tony, or just throw it?
Sometimes. It all depends, dude. I mean, we had a plethora of them. I mean, they were everywhere, you know? And, yeah, dude, I was fucking like a track runner.
Did you guys have all the lampshades that just had like the smoke in them?
Dude, our fucking house when I was growing up looked like Elvis Presley's. I mean, it was terrible.
Kids, we used to make ashtrays for our parents in elementary school.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. I made one for my dad in shop class, and he looked at me and said, "What the fuck am I going to do with a wooden ashtray?"
It won't catch on fire.
You didn't think this through.
Yeah. You like slather the varnish on it, right?
Use it as a candy dish, Dad. I mean,
you gave it a coat of lead paint.
Oh, yeah. That shit was tasty.
Oh, so apparently Matt caused the problem with his brother's head in the ashtray because Matt said it was an accident.
Yeah.
I've heard that before. Every time a kid gets shot with a BB gun, it's an accident.
It was an accident. Yeah.
That couch had a lot of accidents.
There it is.
Poor guy. Just withered and beaten.
Those houses that are on the back actually used to be in focus back in the day.
Yeah. did these have the same pattern on the underside of the cushions?
I mean, no one saw the underside of those cushions.
Yeah, I don't know.
You only turned them over when company came over.
But hey.
Most of them had plastic on them. That's the thing. The plastic is, this isn't real life. There's no plastic in there.
But, I mean, clearly that green tri-glide goes with this because there's the wood paneling and back there behind the couch.
Behind the couch. Oh,
man, that was a big... Back in the 70s, but wood paneling was something special.
I'm telling you.
Standard issue.
Standard issue, man.
Ooh, something special. We got wood paneling out. We are something drywall.
Give me that paneling.
So I'll Clark Griswold some side paneling on this
thing.
Put
some panels on it.
Yeah. I mean, who thought that it was a good idea to have that pattern on a couch, really?
Everybody in the 70s. There was wallpaper that looked like that.
I guarantee you could have won that fucker on The Price is Right.
Let's make a deal.
Yeah, it was on there, man. That was behind fucking door number two right there.
Brittany, do you know what The Price is Right is?
Yes.
Let's make a deal with Monty Hall.
Do people not know what that is?
Monty Hall,
She only knows The Price is Right from Drew Carey, though.
No.
Did you ever see Bob Barker with black hair?
I don't know.
Price is wrong, bitch.
Price is wrong, bitch.
Hell, motherfucker, you go.
Well, there you go. There's the review of the colors. Anybody have any predictions for what might be coming up in 2 weeks?
We already talked about that with the other
Okay.
Ryan.
Well, good. Okay. There we go.
I don't think anybody has anything.
He'll fill you in on the deets.
New bikes.
What about Discord questions? Well, are we going to answer any of those?
Let's pull out the Discord.
There's plenty of pulling out happening on that couch.
I don't think there is. You said it wasn't a pull-out couch.
There used to be. Mm-hmm.
Grandma, pop on a cold winter's night. The radiator quit working.
Everybody had a lot of kids back then.
Okay, I'm gonna read this story from Matt Daddy. This isn't just a question, it's a story. So he says, came home early from work last week and noticed a small puddle of oil underneath my Sporty and the ticking sound of my exhaust cooling off. I went inside to ask my wife if she had ridden my bike, but upon entering my home, I found clothes strewn across the floor and some on the stairs heading to the bedroom. After entering our bedroom, I noticed a guy jumping out the window, butt-ass naked. I quickly asked my wife what the actual fuck is going on. She apologized and said she did not want me to find out, and she is so sorry. And she admitted she was the one on the bike. So my question is, do you think the oil leaking is from filter hosing, or maybe the case has started to weep?
There's a lot to dissect there.
I thought that was quite a good story.
That was funny. I got a good chuckle when I read that earlier.
Yeah, that's quite a good one. All right, who wants to go with an actual question?
And if you got questions in the chat, type them in the chat.
Yeah.
Let me see. Let's do this one right here. Mike Oxlong says,
I'm sorry, who, what did you say?
You heard
my
me.
Cock's my, long.
My cock's long. He says, are auction motorcycles worth it? Of course, there are project bikes or ones that were clearly in an accident, but I'm talking about, say, a Mecum auction or something. You know, I would guess like a legitimate auction. They look perfectly fine. Why not try to get a lower price than market value?
That's a good question that I need to ask my GM, because I know we've purchased bikes at auctions. And sure. I don't know if the, yeah. if you get a full bill of, you know, or is it just it's for sale as is?
Yeah, I think that auction bikes are pretty popular, to be honest with you. I know that lots of dealers get their bikes from auctions. I know that used bike dealers get bikes from auctions, and you can get brand new bikes that have been repoed because yep. sometimes they can't go back to a dealer. So I think that if you find the right deal, an auction, you know, might be a good way to go. I wouldn't buy, unless you were looking for a project bike, I wouldn't buy a bike that you knew had been in an accident at an auction. That's just me.
Yeah.
But, you know, the regular bikes that have been repoed or something like that, if you can get a deal, get a deal.
Question from Matt Garlock. Percy, does Harley offer a senior discount?
Yeah, I've already answered in the chat. Okay. Fuck no. Their customer base is so old they go bankrupt.
They go bankrupt. The man ain't lying.
Okay.
Slam.
Is it so on the auction thing? And I've never done vehicle auctions before, but is it? I've heard a lot of negative about auto auctions.
Yep.
Is the motorcycles, is that a better situation than with autos?
So I don't think that you're going to find a lot of motorcycles in police auctions, right? So I think that might be where people are making the confusion, because police auctions are different, right? Those can be right. drug cars or whatever, right? I don't think that that's necessarily an issue. I don't think people are jacking around with, you know, 9 or 10 kilos of coke on their bike. So you know, I don't think that that is as much of a thing, but that's an opinion. I'm not stating any fact or anything like that. I'm trying to answer his question based on like a legitimate auction, not a police auction or a salvage auction.
Right. Right. Here's a good question. What are the chances that the motor company has stopped tacking on the supply chain surcharges?
Zero.
Zero.
I've heard that they're no longer listing the supply chain surcharge. My feeling, not just with Harley, but with businesses in general, is I think they're just baking that in now as part of the cost.
I was going to say, sold. I think Harley not charging is one thing. The dealers not charging it is another, right. Especially since they've been getting it for so many years.
Did you guys notice too that there was some bikes that went down in price this year, which is a rarity?
Sportsters, right?
And the Nightster,
which I still consider a Sportster.
Yeah, you're right, but it went down by $2,000.
Interesting. So, can't hear you, Dustin.
One bike went out completely.
What?
Fat Bob.
Yeah, they dropped the Fat Bob this year.
Yeah.
It's gone.
The U.S. market, though, right? It's kind of like the Sport Glide. They're still going to offer it overseas.
There is
the Fat Bob there last year?
Yeah. I was really surprised when they didn't drop it out of the line last year.
You can get a 24 Sport Glide across the pond. Because it was on another website I saw.
Sure. Yep.
I saw it in Atlas Silver, I think, or... It was the new gray, one of the two. It looked good.
We have a question here from Beer Agent 45. What are your thoughts about rain socks? I know people leave them on 24/7. Some people keep them in their bag.
I think it takes a lot of the feeling away.
Yeah.
Catch the drip.
I don't like them.
I don't think, Tony, I don't think that you're...
Good for her, bad for him.
I don't think we're speaking. I think you're still talking about time spent on that casting couch.
Yeah.
I guarantee you those were not used on that couch.
No socks here.
No socks there.
No rain socks there.
No.
My understanding is that you should always take the rain sock off if it's not raining because it restricts the airflow.
Right. A rain sock is specifically designed to keep your air cleaner water from pulling water into your motor.
Water and debris.
No, it's very important, actually. If it's raining, you need to have a rain sock. Yeah.
I put mine on when it's raining and when I'm washing my bike.
I just have mine on right now. If you're riding and your rain sock is not on there and you caught in the rain, you better throw your leg up over your air cleaner so you don't suck a bunch of water into your motor.
The one I have is designed
to go like under the cover of the filter.
I can't get my legs
so
up.
So I just left I've just left mine on so far. I haven't had any issues.
You are mine on most of the saddlebag. Like those bags.
You old bastard got bags.
Yeah,
on your
I know, now, man. I know.
You're
I
all
never
about
thought
it.
I'd say it, but I love those things.
You got a fucking sandwich in there 24/7 now, don't you?
I know, man. I got a fucking peanut butter sandwich, whatever you need.
So, 03 Road King kind of, I guess, Matt Laylaw said the same thing I was saying. It's just going to be rolled into the cost of goods sold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get away from that.
Because the supply chain ain't going away on nothing.
I think it's all bullshit at this point. Yeah.
It is.
It's all the new normal.
It's just inflation.
Sure. So, Indy Steve asked, he wants to know how cold it is north of the wall right now. Let me look because it's getting there. We're going to have, so it's about 10 degrees right now. Where I'm at back home, it's about 9 degrees. But later on this week, by Thursday, it's going to be negative 15 overnight temperature.
What the fuck? R2-D2 shit
that
was that?
To have been that was. Dustin.
It was R2-D2.
Dustin, you're muted now.
Oh.
Damn it.
What the hell were you squeegeeing?
Squeegeeing?
Somebody was squeegeeing something.
No, that was R2-D2.
R2-D's nuts.
We haven't had real cold weather yet.
Hey, no. aren't you guys getting any of this stormy weather that's coming through?
We got snowflakes and rain, but I mean, we haven't had like real cold weather yet.
No,
it's just been fucking shitty and gray. It's been gray for a long time.
It's snowing here right now.
Is it?
Yeah, we got
it's
a little
Kentucky,
snow going,
even
too.
If we have a storm, it's usually not, like, it's very mild.
Bob, we're not dropping you, man. We were talking about the other Fat Bob.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Indy Steve on that. Fuck 9 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
sounds
it's,
awful.
It's not it's not all that exciting and warm here anymore.
Tony,
winter actually
might get
decided
cold
to
on
show
Tuesday.
Got to buy that heated gear,
dude. I'll tell you what, I got a heated blanket for Christmas. It's fucking best.
Oh,
thing
those
ever.
Are nice.
Does best it plug in into your 12 volt?
Do you have it on the bed?
Hotel?
No, just plug. Yeah, it's on the bed.
It's
fucking great.
Jared convinced me to get a heated blanket for the bed so that you can preheat it. That
yes,
way, when you hop
hell
in the bed,
yes.
Your bed is warm. Oh, it's so
Why
nice.
Why do you need one in Kentucky? It's not that cold ever in Kentucky.
It has nothing to do with that, Dave. It's just nice to have a warm bed to climb.
My
into.
Wife is at a certain age where she runs about 350 degrees.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
So windows are open, heat's off. It's so fucking cold in the house. You can see your breath. Yeah.
I have to have it cold.
Oh, so don't have a fan
when I
on.
Check into a hotel room, I turn that thermostat down as low as I can get it.
Jesus.
There is actually a benefit to that if you're trying to get to sleep. I heard that it's good for sleep to have it colder in the room. Mm-hmm. Than
well, that
not.
Heated blanket's fucking money. I mean, it is great.
You plug it in and sit on the couch and curl up with it, Tony?
Dude, I plug that motherfucker and turn it on high.
Then you stick your foot outside
for relief
so you
I
cool
get.
Down, right?
Yeah.
And that bare ass.
That makes a lot of sense.
Shit.
Off with the pants and into the blanket.
Cold.
But what happens if you pee in the bed, though? You're not afraid you're going to electrocute
just
yourself?
Just warms it up.
Sweet Jesus. Are you pissing your bed already, Dave?
How much are you peeing in your bed?
Shit happens.
I hope not.
I don't pee in my bed, but, you know, Tony.
I had been known back in my drinking days to pee in the closet in the shower.
Oh, Lord. Right
there on people.
There were a few. Oof, you know, every bad. Now and again, I thought I was in certain places that I wasn't.
You were fucking R. Kelly everywhere.
Just let her rip, man. That shit looked like just the right place.
Get up in the morning and put your fucking shoes on and they're full of piss. Oh, man.
I'm not saying it didn't happen.
That motherfucker would have hit the side of your head pretty quick.
You can see Tony pulling up to this thing and pulling up the cushion, thinking it's the
lifting
toilet seat.
Lifting up cushion up and this thing and then putting it back down.
Putting it back down.
And looking for the flusher.
Just saying it could have.
Just make the noise.
I'm sure those couches, besides smelling like piss, have a nice odoriferous.
Well, somebody's got a fucking nanny cam on me.
Nathan says, "I bet Tony drinks hot cocoa and watches Real Housewives."
Nathan's got a nanny cam on me. Fucking just a rowdy biker I am. I'm here to tell you. My heated blanket and hot cocoa. I'm cold.
So, Dave, I have a question for you since you're from Texas.
Yes.
Okay. So one of our patrons sent me a text message today and he was explaining to me how this particular situation, if you're driving down an old country road, a gravel road in Texas, and you see like a, you know, an old Bronco or whatever parked on the side of the road with a big sign on it that says tamales, that's where you get the best tamales at. And I said that if I'm driving down an old country gravel road with an old, you know, Bronco parked on the side of the road with some sort of sign on it, that's where bad things happen. So what is?
I don't understand a word. What are we getting at here?
I didn't
follow
that.
Is it okay to get the tamales from a truck on the side of the road like that?
Yeah, but make sure you're carrying just in case that's not tamales he's going to give you.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
You get a like burrito.
Exactly.
You get a meaty calzone.
You pull over and you're like, "How much are your tamales?" And the guy says, "Boy, you got a pretty mouth."
Today they're free for you.
Yeah, it's just you've shown up to the wrong place.
In certain parts of the country, they, you know, what you buy on the side of the road, corn, whatever.
Yeah, Sean says that's where you find out
tamales with the huevos.
Hey, I'm not worried. I travel with an earner, so I don't need to worry about it.
Two chupas mis huevos. There you go.
Wow. Looks like Matt's son had a drinking problem when he was four, Tony.
What, he pee in the,
he peed on the pots and pans.
Oh, hey, man.
But he, on them or in them? Because in them, at least, you know, you're a little less cleanup.
I think if you had a few of them, you could probably pissing all of them to try to get a tune out of it. You know what
there
I mean?
There you go.
Oh, good Lord. Andy had to write that text. Sweet corn and melons are sold on the old roads around here. That had to be Andy writing that one.
Yep.
That sounds like a porn.
the name of the porn is Sweet Corn and Melons.
Sweet Corn and Melons.
Oh, shit. Only in South Dakota can you name a porn Sweet Corn and Melons.
Sweet Corn and Melons.
Oh, shit. She says, yep.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Sweet Corn and Melons. It was the sequel to Long Summer Nights.
Dustin, you're muted again, dude.
I am not doing that either. I don't know what the shit is going on.
I think you're just probably there fucking pushing buttons, man.
No, I'm not muting anybody.
Mm. Me either.
Well, they do the same thing with the produce sales, and it's in the weirdest areas too. But it's usually sweet corn and peaches here.
Same thing.
Yeah, I bet.
Same thing.
Peaches and cream.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
He said the good peaches are in the back of the van.
They're in the back.
Oh, who asked that question, Ryan?
What question?
About the tamales.
It was, I don't remember who.
To the chat here or on Discord?
No, it was Jared. He asked me today, today and, over, on Instagram.
Oh yeah. We had, the reason I was asking is if they were here in the chat,
he is in the chat right now.
Oh, so we had absolutely hands down the best tamales for Christmas down in San Antonio from some place I cannot remember the name of. But my daughter-in-law had to get them like 3 or 4 weeks before Christmas and freeze them because you can't get them as it gets closer to the.
And even cooked and frozen and reheated, they were still amazing.
Oh my God, they were amazing.
Tamales are fucking delicious if you get good ones, man.
Yeah. And I've never had sweet tamales before. But
you get the sweet melons. Yeah. Just sweet, just those sweet peaches. That's all right, Dave.
There you go.
Oh my God!
Boy, extra fuzzy. Sweet
laugh all you want, but they were fucking good.
Oh, I'm gonna go back in and I'm gonna screenshot the look on Brittany's face after Dave said sweet peaches. Man, that's gonna be a good capture. We'll be able to put that float that picture of her face right above that couch.
Oh. Well, for season 6, FDB has adopted a casting couch for sure.
So Greg and Andy have a job. Get one of these before July.
Yep. We're going to have to source one of those online somewhere. Oh my God,
that would be pretty funny if we all sat on that one for an episode.
I won't sit on it. I'll just be there.
I will stand behind it. You all can sit.
I'll sit on that motherfucker. I'm not afraid.
Come up with VD. You know, those crabs can jump, man. They got a hell of a vertical on them.
Well, that's what was sitting in the back.
I feel like you know from experience, Tony.
Hey, I'm just saying. Adam.
Dave was in the military. I'm sure he had to get plenty of those Peter Sillon shots.
Nope.
After a few days on shore... He had to get
Peter Sillon.
That
would be the Navy. That would be the Navy.
That would be the Navy boys.
The Navy gravy?
The Navy gravy. Oh my God. We got to end this before we get kicked off.
No, sorry. My dog was getting into shit in the corner.
Not happening, Greg.
It says that couch is where you'll eat your first Rocky Mountain oyster.
As long as there's
ranch dressing. Man, I got to draw a line at eating nuts.
Tony, it's not like you put the whole ball in your mouth. They're like sliced.
I don't give a shit
if they're diced up. It's still a fucking nut.
We'll just give it to you and we won't tell you, Tony. Yeah. You'll be eating balls before
you'll
you know.
You'll be eating a Rocky Mountain burrito in no time.
So you'll be like Chris Rock. These motherfuckers are good.
So, real business. Is any of you all eating one of those?
Yeah,
I haven't.
They're good. Have you, Tony? Have you ever had chicken gizzard?
I've not done that either.
Tony's had gizzard before. He lives in the South.
Yeah, I've had a gizzard.
See, it's just like gizzard, dude. He didn't want to answer that question.
Oh, there's a big difference between a gizzard and a fucking nutsack.
there is, except a chicken gizzard looks like a huge cock. So, I'm sorry, but the Rocky Mountain oysters at least don't look like a huge cock.
Well, no, but the Rocky Mountain oyster houses baby gravy. it's the goddamn factory for baby gravy.
If you're gonna eat a liver from a cow,
I mean, if you're all about it, I mean, just take it right from the source. There's no reason of.
Matt Garlick says eating nut is fine. Sorry, I didn't say eating nut. Eating nuts is fine, so as long as it's sliced, it's where we are as a country. OnlyFans, you might eat nut too.
I don't know what the hell's going on with Andy and Greg, but I'm getting a little nervous about eating anything there. Yeah. I don't know.
You're going to be like,
man,
the ladies'
man.
Man,
I don't know if I want to go to South Dakota.
I might be bringing my own food with me.
It's going to be like the ladies' man. where they challenged him that eat up.
We're talking about eating nut sacks and pickled peckers. And
I wasn't expecting quite much more than 150 pounds.
But boy, you just ate some shit. You just ate some human shit.
Oh, fuck.
I've been down there milking that cow all morning. What was that from? King. We don't have any cows.
O3 Road King says, just because it looks like a cock doesn't mean it is, but a Rocky Mountain oyster is still a nut.
Tony's afraid he'll get pregnant from eating nuts.
That might be true.
I just don't want to eat those salty bastards.
Chew it, not swallow. Jesus. He'll just gum it to death on the couch, for fuck's sake.
So I guess the big question when you eat those is, do you swallow or spit?
Spitters are quitters. Come on.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Just dip them in some ranch. You'll be fine.
Let's just put some ranch on it.
No, Tony, you ought to circle the date. I'll find out what it is. But they have the testicle festival down in the river.
I will not be there.
You can be the judge.
I will not be at the testicle festival.
What if they paid you?
Mm. Well, the testicle festival.
They could have fucking $100 bills hanging off of them, and I ain't eating them. Just saying.
You're not very adventurous, are you, Tony?
Dude, it's you know, just because I won't eat a nut, I mean, I'm here to, I don't think it's unreasonable. Are they served in the sack?
No, they're not served.
Do they serve them in a sack? Sack of nuts, please.
You do have to eat them two at a time and put one in each cheek, though.
You know, it's like peanuts. Can I get a sack of nuts, please?
These are gourmet in some parts of the country. Hold on a minute.
I think everything about that is
Andy
wrong.
Steve says cooked them warm to a warm 98.6 degrees.
You know, the thing is how hungry did the motherfucker have to be to go, I'm going to eat this nut? I'm hungry.
No, you know, my question is, who the fuck thought of eating those to begin with?
I know, that's what I mean. I mean, at what point did somebody go, I think I'm going to have to eat those testicles?
Maybe they ran out of
I'm really hungry.
I need to eat some, like.
Hey, you don't want to waste anything. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You wouldn't even know you're eating balls, Tony.
Dude, that is such a nut. That is a fucking deep fried grape right
there.
In
the middle of it.
Yeah. That's a deep fried grape. That some bitch is going to pop in your mouth when you chew on that. Dude, that's so gross.
Looks like Tony already made the best quota 24 just because I won't eat a nut.
Maybe, you know, that should probably be the shirt for 24.
I'm just saying, FDBM, it's a nut explosion shirt in your mouth when you go on that thing.
You ever eaten baby octopus from like the Japanese markets?
Yeah.
When the heads explode in your mouth, I'm sure it's something like that.
I want to say it's just like that, dude.
That,
I mean,
gross.
It's.
Dude, you know, I like them. There's seasoned.
You eat oysters,
squid,
Tony?
Squid jerky. It's good.
Yeah, I'll eat an oyster.
Yeah,
because it's not a nut.
You'll let that slide down your throat like nobody's business, but
because it's not a nut.
It's just a sandy vagina, is all.
Hey, I'm a vagina man. I'm a vagina man.
That should be the shirt, dude. Nut. With Tony holding two oysters, I'm the vagina man.
I'm a vagina man.
Just because I won't eat a nut.
Just because I won't eat a nut. I'm a vagina man, damn it.
Did you put some hot sauce on those oysters when you
tell you, ranch dressing. Put that shit on everything in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll eat a bunch of packets of ranch right before, and you all can just have it.
But I did dabble in college.
Well, that didn't count. College didn't count. Those were experimental years.
Yeah, he was over there in Sigma Chi Theta.
Well...
Sounds like a new superhero
vagina man.
Never fear, Vagina Man is here.
You have to say it right. It's Vagina Man.
Yeah.
Vagina Man.
Ryan or Tony could just shave a V into your chest.
Just saying.
Be your new Instagram handle, man.
Yeah, the Vagina Man's weapon, the superhero weapon, is the Cox 3000.
Yep.
It's the new cartoon short on Saturday Night Live. It's right after the ambiguously gay duo.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how we started talking about eating nut, but.
Well, this is the 5 Digit Bikers podcast. It takes a turn for the worse sometimes.
That is a tough one there.
Yeah, I mean,
2024 is getting off to a weird start.
I heard you guys were having a normal conversation until I joined the mix.
You were.
Well, you know,
civilized.
Well, at least you probably got through the first 7 minutes, so you won't have to worry about being demonetized.
This is true.
I don't know. I got the Harley fucking Davidson hat on. It probably fired it off right off the.
Oh yeah. Well. You know, who cares?
Do they have an algorithm that can detect text like that?
No, this is a serious question here. So you can actually go to a restaurant up there and order nuts?
No, they're called Rocky Mountain Oysters. If you ordered cow balls, they won't serve them to you.
They're actually on the menu?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
How would you be able to order cow balls anyway?
Not yet. Oh, funny, Dave.
I'm just saying.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Yeah. Thanks. Did you take biology in school?
This motherfucker right here. Old bastard's got to clarify the difference between a cow and a...
You ever tried to milk a steer?
Yeah. When you're tied to one of those fences, Dave, ass hanging up in the air, it's not going to matter if it's a cow or a bull.
You ever milked a steer? I hear they're hard to get going, but once they do.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've never gone to a restaurant that had them on the menu. Serious business. I mean, I've never seen them on a menu.
They have them on the menu here. I mean, it's not like you can go to every single restaurant. But, the pickled eggs. I'm sure you can find Rocky Mountain Oysters in Illinois.
Yeah, you can.
I mean,
like I said, they had the Testicle Festival down by the river.
Yeah. I mean,
I've never seen them on the menu here.
I've never.
I mean, then again, I've never looked for them. You all have any fucking steer balls by any chance? I prefer the tender goat balls if you have them.
If I were you, Tony, when we get to the Iron Horse Inn, I wouldn't order fried chicken.
Dude, I can tell you right now, I'm not ordering anything fried at all. Because now I'm fucking gun shy of what's going to come out. I mean. I mean, they could wrap a nut around a piece of chicken.
All what of about asking you, Tony, how about pickled pig's feet? Have you ever had those?
I never fucked with no pickles pig foot, man. Pickled pig's feet.
Have you had head cheese before?
I've had pickled bologna.
Well, head cheese.
Have you had head cheese before, Tony?
I have had head cheese.
And so explain to me the difference. You're actually eating the byproduct of a pig's skull that's been boiled.
You're eating meat off of the skull. You're not eating the fucking nuts. I mean, let's get around to here. I mean, let's dice up a dick and nuts and fry it up and let that.
There's other
parts on this animal that I can eat besides the dick and balls off of it.
You're not eating bull pizzle, okay?
None of the animal goes to waste here.
Yeah. Well, those parts do go to waste for me.
It can add to virility, Tony, which I imagine at your age would help out a lot.
I mean, I'm not going to eat it. It's the same way I'm not going to cut out its ass and deep fry that either. Looky here, we got a whole basket here of fried starfish.
Hey, Tony, you know if you put a little jelly on it, you never know.
There's just other parts on the animal to eat. There's no reason to have to eat the dick and balls off of it.
Do you remember that, Tony, remember that show Oz that was on HBO?
Do I?
No. It was do you remember that show on HBO when they had that like that lockup show?
Oh, Oz?
The guy was talking about using jelly. I like to use a little jelly because, you know, when you're eating ass, you know you're eating ass.
I'm just saying. There's just other parts on the animal that's available. I just don't see why we have to eat those.
Yeah, Brittany looks like she needs some Pepto-Bismol. That's what Dan says.
And
yeah,
the poor little guy's only got two of them. I mean, if you were a big eater, how many animals had to go to their demise?
Those bulls got a giant pair of testicles on them too. So,
oh god,
feed a family of six.
Fucking disgusting.
Yeah, you'll get your fill.
It's like eating a giant gusher.
Brittany, they had those. They had those in Nebraska too, didn't they?
I've never seen them on a menu.
Yeah. Well, you probably eat at all those frou-frou places, so they don't probably have them on those menus.
I don't know what frou-frou places are in Nebraska, but if you see some, let me know.
I will.
You go to Teabaggers, I guarantee it on the menu.
Teabaggers. Yep.
What's the special?
Oh, yeah. What's the special? Who's back there cooking today, Teabag Tom? Well, I know what I'm getting.
Ooh, the balls is going to be good today.
Balls are going to be good today. I think we might be
the only podcast that can talk about bull balls for 20 minutes.
Well, you know, I just find it interesting that people, I mean, they might be, the motherfuckers might taste like goddamn prime rib, but I don't know.
No, they're just like gizzard, like I told you.
So they're a little chewy.
I'm the same way, man.
They're a little chewy. Yep.
A little chewy.
They're gonna be on the chewy guy. They're gonna be on the chewy side.
You gotta gnaw on them a little bit to get them down.
Yeah. You don't want to bite them like an apple. you're welcome for that.
Don't eat it like a Honeycrisp, Tony.
Yeah.
Boy, if there's a stem attached to it, don't eat it at all.
Yeah, dude. Anything that resembles twig and berries, I'm out.
Just peel back the hair and the twig at the end, and just bite into it like an apple crisp.
Mm.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. We've just done 30 minutes. And on that note,
I'm ready to go to bed.
I know, man.
I bet you are. Roll around on the couch before you go.
We're here talking about the Red Rocket.
Well, guys, this is a hell of a way to kick off 24. You can tell it's been a hot minute since we've done a podcast together.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, you know, we started out good, and then people started talking about eating dick and balls, and it just went south.
It's not just a name. Come on.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm Vagina Man.
So that's who's going to be on the couch next week.
That was the highlight of the night, I think, was that couch. I mean, that's a doozy.
That's going to be the theme of the year.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good one.
Greg and Andy have some thrift shops to hit up.
It's going
to
be a long year. Rocky Mountain Oysters.
Oh, my God. Somebody Googled the Testicle Festival.
You'll never get that out of your stream.
It's like Googling dicks. Dick's Sporting
Goods. What bar was that? We stopped that. That's having that. It was like going to happen in September, I think.
What's that?
Campsville, Illinois, Testicle.
I don't know, man, but Google is now selling your data to every fetish festival across the U.S. because you Googled that original username.
Yep, he's going to be getting text messages for ball sacks for quite some time.
I want to know where you go to buy balls. I'm looking for 100 pounds of nuts.
Oh, this is on riverbender.com. Belleville, Illinois. TR's Place Testicle Festival 2022. Class and sass. Sometimes a little trash is always a Belleville bash. Nothing but a good time.
Tony, don't have to worry about it. We'll send you a bag of balls.
This is what's on the bill at the Testicle Festival. Well, it was on 2022. Our nuts are always cooked perfectly and never blue. Of course, They have other fun games, a huge heated tent, plenty of cold beer, plus amazing people. The shuttle will circle for pickup and drop off every half hour. Okay, that's cool. You got transportation. Testicle
to the
toss.
Hospital.
Testicle toss. Our testicle toss competition will begin at 2 p.m. We will crown a king and queen. I wonder if that's like shot put.
Are you sure
you're like reading? Cornhole.
This is the Folsom Street Festival in San Francisco you're talking about. This is
that could be. Toss him, motherfuckers. Frozen ball challenge. We have a new challenge starting between 4 and 5. Oh boy, it only takes an hour. Well, we'll have to see if they have one in 24.
Looks like they said that the steers are still alive when they take their balls.
They're really not after that. They might still be breathing, but the life has been sucked right out of them.
They're way calmer.
I don't think the life's been sucked out of them.
Their rest of their life after that is nothing but sadness and disappointment.
You have to ask Missy Moto.
Ask her as what? She's
a vet. She takes a lot of them.
Oh,
off.
Yeah. I was like, well, ask her what?
Yeah, did they sell them on the black market?
As the poor cow is walking away watching people eat his nuts, literally. I mean, that's got to be hard on you. There's no coming back from that.
That's got to be hard on.
We're going to take a video of Tony eating testicles and staring at a cow.
You will not.
So that's where cornhole came from. Yes.
That's what that testicle toss is. It just has a hairy board.
Jesus.
We better get out of here before we start talking about more anatomy.
Yeah, we need to wrap.
Yeah, let's wrap. All right, everybody. Well, thank you. Happy 24. Thanks for joining us in the side chat if you made it this long. We appreciate you like always. Thank you for being here for the start of season 6. We'll see you next time next week. Have a good night.
Ball out in 24.
Later. Bulls have balls.